how am I dealing with the stress? I'm pretty much resigned that Trump has lost, unfortunately. I think the Democrats have probably played this through the media and through the electoral shenanigans and poll shenanigans. I think that the Republicans are playing against the stacked deck. We're never going to get an equal break. I think this entire country, particularly this state, is moving so far to the left that we have way bigger concerns than the Republicans not getting into office. We are on a downward spiral into dangerous socialism. And I think it's a real black spot on the electoral process in the United States.
I have lots of stress relief. I do yoga. I go for walks. You know, I meditate, mainly self-reflection. And, you know, it really helps that there's a system of checks and balances, the Senate and the House. That makes me feel a lot less stressed. And I'm less stressed today because, you know, a lot of states are turning blue that have never been in the past. This is a great reflection that the people of the United States are also seeing that we need more care.
I'm not really that stressed. I just kind of figure things will work its way out. If Trump doesn't win, he doesn't win. I'm not going to be nasty to Biden, Joe Biden. I'm just going on with my life.
For me, being a Biden supporter, actually the election, since the election day, I feel like there has been less stress in my life because I actually feel like the stress was the Trump presidency times 20 with COVID. I think the way that I've dealt with, you know, the whole election has been, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I spend my mornings working out literally for 2 to 3 hours. And then I spend my evenings usually cooking something delicious.
So the way that I have dealt with the stress of this election is I've had to disconnect from it. I've had to stop dealing with social media, stop dealing with the national news. But the most depressing part of all of it is the fact that there's 50% of the population out there that thinks that hatred is the way. This, and it really doesn't have anything to do with Trump. It's about the people of the U.S. and how we view each other.
The way I am dealing with the stress from the election results is just trying to focus on the positive. There was a record huge turnout of Hispanic voters and Black voters for Trump, something that we haven't seen before. And those are all super, super positive things. I'm a huge Trump supporter, and I am just positive that he will prevail. We all knew going into this election that there was going to be fraud involved, that they were going to try to cheat. We all knew this was going to happen. We just have to sit tight, stay focused, stay positive. He's got it covered.
You know, with this being a nail biter, I was up till 4 a.m. this morning and just watching TV, and the news stations, they just keep repeating themselves. They keep stringing me along. They keep saying, stand by for new results. I feel like really comfy food is relaxing me. Like I had some banana bread yesterday, and then I had some ice cream, and then I had a Reese cup, and I don't care. Whatever it takes to make me happy and calm, and I'm just having this moment, a historical moment in my living room.
I do find myself more stressed about these times, especially these last few days, than usual, because I know how much is hanging in the balance. Climate change, our democracy, our legal system, our perspective on respecting others, irregardless of their color or beliefs. And it's a problem that will probably take years and years to address and to correct, given the state of our country, of America, being so divided and having such different perspectives on science and the role of science in guiding our decisions. I do have a granddaughter, and it's easy to forget your worries if you sit down and just get into the world of an 18-month-old.
For KPFA News, I'm Karen Argood.